Now for our story.
I hope Bill is still up. It's not very late. Well, if he's in bed, he'll just have to get up. I've got to talk to him tonight. Jessie's up to something. I can tell the way she talked just now. Wonder where she's been. Coming back at 10 o'clock, looking so pleased with herself. She wasn't just out for a stroll. Not Jessie. She knows something, or thinks she does. But how could she? She can't know about the baby, that it's Lisa's. There's no way she could have found out. Unless Paul, when he was here. Maybe she ran into him. No, that can't be it. Jessie wouldn't have been able to keep it to herself all this time if she knew about that. And yet she's up to something. If only I knew what. Well, if she's been talking to Bill, I'll find out soon enough.
Kit Calvert, frantically worried after a talk with her stepmother, Jessie, who returned from a secret meeting with Bill Meade's attorney, Angus McKillop. Jessie had looked triumphantly sure of herself, made vague, threatening insinuations which drove Ben's daughter to the verge of desperation. Now, Kit pulls her car up before the little cabin her ex-husband occupies in Wakefield, and a few minutes later...
Kit?
Yes, Bill. Well, don't stand there and stare at me. Let me in. I have to talk to you. You needn't look so glum, Bill. I'm quite aware that I'm not welcome. But I can't be bothered with social niceties at this point. I'm here, and you'll just have to stand me.
Well, I can't see what good it'll do. You're coming. But anyway, sit down.
Thank you. I don't want to. Bill, did you have a visitor tonight?
Well, how did you know?
So, you did. I knew it.
Okay, so I had a visitor.
And you talked about me.
Sure. Naturally, we did, to a certain extent. That's logical, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course you talk about me. Put your heads together to cook something up to ruin my life, anything. As long as you can get what you're after.
Kit, what's the matter with you? Here, you sit down. I'll make a drink. You're hysterical.
Oh, hysterical, am I? Well, who wouldn't be? You and Jessie plotting together.
Jessie? What are you talking about, Kit?
You're not going to deny it, are you? Because it's useless. I know very well she was here less than an hour ago.
Now, wait a minute, Kit. If you're talking about Jessie Calvert, your stepmother...
How many Jessies do you think there are? There couldn't be two of her.
Well, if you think she's been here tonight, you're all wrong.
You mean... You haven't seen her?
Absolutely not. In fact, I haven't seen Mrs. Calvert for days.
Oh.
But anyway, supposing I had, what difference would it make?
Nothing, Bill, nothing. Maybe I was wrong.
After all, Kit, we've got the divorce now. It seems to me you're more or less out of order questioning who I do or don't see.
That's just it, Bill. And that's the reason I came tonight. We have got the divorce, but you won't let well enough alone. They gave the baby to me.
Oh, I see. And you suspect Jessie of helping me. Well, you're wrong. But that doesn't mean I'm not trying to do something about it. I told you before, I've told you over and over... I want custody of my son, and I'm going to do all I can to get it.
But why, Bill, why? The child's well cared for. The nurse looks after him beautifully. What more can you want?
A lot more, Kit.
But, Bill, you're so crazy, unrealistic. Just because you have some sentimental idea about your
son... Is it sentimental to want my child brought up in an environment of love? To teach him tolerance and honesty? Things he won't learn at your father's house. Kit, you know what your father's like, what his influence would be. Well, you've told me yourself.
Bill, the last time we talked, I promised if you'd give up this idea of trying to take the baby away from me, I'd do anything you liked about his care. I told you I'd take him away from Dad's house, anything.
Yes, you talked about it.
I'll admit you're right about Dad. He is selfish, self-centered. He only cares about what he can get for himself. Heaven knows I realize that.
Well, at least I'm glad to know you realize it.
I do. That house is no place to bring up a baby. It's filled with bitterness and hate. Dad trying to prove to the world that he is somebody. Jessie hating him, hating me because we represent something in this town she always wanted and never can have. I know those things, Bill. I've always known them. But believe me, I promise I'll take the baby away.
No, Kit. That isn't enough, just taking him away from there. Because, frankly, I don't trust you to do a good job of bringing the child up, even without your father's influence.
That's a fine thing to say to me. To say to your child's mother.
I'm sorry, Kit. That's the way I feel.
Then you absolutely refuse to give up this idea of yours to reopen the case. Fight for custody.
Yes, I have to.
But, Bill, what makes you think you have a chance? What are your grounds? If McKillop's willing to take the case after losing, why...
Well, at first he wasn't willing, but he's agreed to now.
Then he must think he has a chance of winning. But on what grounds? If the judge gave the baby to me before... Well, after all, nothing's changed since then. Or has it? What does he intend to do?
I don't know exactly, Kit. But I've got a lot of faith in Angus McKillop. He knows what he's doing.
But you must know what grounds he intends to use. Oh, please, Bill, at least tell me that. I've a right to know.
I don't agree with you. Why should I tell you what our grounds will be? Surely you understand that.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm sorry. I have no intention of discussing it with you. It's my business and McKillop's.
There's only one reason you'd refuse to tell me. Because you're up to something. Something you've dug up and you're just waiting to spring on me when I'm off guard.
I'd hardly say you're off guard, Kit. You seem to think I'm up to all sorts of skullduggery.
Well, I know you're planning something. And whatever it is, it's not fair, Bill.
Not fair? But do you honestly think you're in a position to talk about being fair after everything that's happened?
I don't understand you now, Bill.
You don't? That's funny. I never have understood you.
No. No, I mean, you've changed so.
Have I? How?
You're so hard, so cold. You didn't used to be like this. You were sympathetic. Even tender.
Well, perhaps I do seem hard and cold to you. What did you expect? Maybe you've forgotten what a beating you gave me. You know, a man doesn't go on taking it indefinitely. Sooner or later, something happens to a guy and... Well, he just decides he's not having any more.
But you don't care about anything but what you want now.
Oh, I'm not worrying about myself, personally. It's what I want for my son. You ought to know that.
Oh, Bill. If you'd only be willing to give me this one last break. I know I've been wrong about a lot of things. But it's been difficult for me, too. And now, if you just let things drop, let me keep the baby. Bill, I promise you'll never have any more trouble with me. If you'll just do that one thing...
No, Kit, you can't change my mind. What are you so worried about? It isn't as if I had much on my side except hope. Just because I've told you I'm not giving up...
That's it. If you're not giving up, it's because you know something or think you do. You're torturing me, just keeping me in suspense by holding it over my head.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kit. If there's anything hanging over your head, I'm not responsible for it. There have been some funny goings-on... But I don't pretend to understand
what... What sort of goings-on?
There's no use talking about it anymore, Kit. We aren't getting anywhere. But you might as well accept it. I haven't changed my mind at all. I'm going to do everything in my power to get custody of the child.
No matter how much it might hurt me.
Well, somebody's bound to be hurt. But so long as it isn't my son, that's all I care about.
Yes, Bill, you're certain you have no doubts, that you'd do anything you could to gain custody of your child. But perhaps Angus McKillop, your attorney, will tell you something that may change your mind. Because you do not suspect anything as damaging to the supposed mother of the boy you believe is yours as the new evidence Jesse Calvert has disclosed.